Yes, sound that trumpet. It was Wynton Marsalis there letting us know we have a special guest joining us now, joined by the English Chamber Orchestra, Jean-Joseph Mouret, suite of symphonies there. Now, my next guest is Sarah Quick, Artistic Director of the Globus Theater in Bob Cajun. We're heading to the beautiful Kawartha Lakes here and one of Ontario's most distinctive professional theater companies. Sarah, playwright herself, director, producer, performer, has helped build Globus into a destination for audiences seeking a great mix of Canadian theater, comedy, immersive entertainment. Welcome, Sarah. Welcome to the show.
Wow, thank you. That is a very lovely introduction. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, lovely to have you. And we are so excited about your upcoming production. Can't be any more timely than this. Murder at the Match, 2026 World Cup edition. Love it. Now, Canada's hosting the World Cup, of course, first time. We're very excited. But tell us a little bit about the inspiration behind your production.
So, although we are sort of more commonly known for the plays that we do here at Globus, we do like to throw in the odd murder mystery, and they've become very popular over the years. And the reason I love doing them is because you can be so current and timely. In fact, that's why I would say I still haven't quite finished writing this current murder mystery, because I like to add in things like that are happening in the World Cup now, like the hydration breaks. Who knew that they were going to be doing those? So now that is going to be incorporated in our murder mystery as well.
Oh, terrific. It's being written as we speak. I love that. Are you a soccer fan yourself?
I'm a huge soccer fan myself. So we did this when the World Cup was in Qatar as well. We get the big screen up and all the decor. And so, yeah, I'm really quite into it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We have some Toronto favorites performing this afternoon. So I hope that adds to the plot. Well, tell me a little bit about the premise behind Murder at the Match without giving away any spoilers.
Well, so we have all of the different characters that you would expect to see in a soccer tournament of this size. So you've got the English footballer retired who just wants football to remain as it's always been. And then you've got the American mogul who wants to make all of the halftime shows just as big as the Super Bowl and introducing all these new fancy things. We've got the TV pundit, Sassy Turlington, who presents the sassy side of soccer. And her ex-husband, who's become way more famous than her, and he's going to be joining us via satellite from all of the major stadiums in the tournament. We've got the young Canadian superstar footballer, and we've got the very beautiful ingenue opera pop star who's going to be singing the national anthem, newly created to incorporate all three host nations. And the audience is going to help her devise that.
Oh, this is going into the inner psychology of the performers. I mean, this goes beyond giant screens and food vendors. This is a hugely interactive experiences. Yeah, what can audiences expect when they arrive? Kind of walk me through the opening scene.
So for a start, they get an itinerary before they arrive, so they'll have a little outline of how the evening is going to progress, and they're encouraged to come in costume themselves. Maybe they could be different characters. They're just asked to sort of create a world for themselves as well, if they want to. If you don't want to do that, if you just want to come along and sit and watch, that is also totally fine. They get canapes upon arrival. Then the main characters arrive and introduce themselves. Bit of the action takes place, probably a murder. And then we have a main course buffet. And then a little bit more action, a dessert buffet. And then the audience gets to vote and solve the mystery.
Okay, well, I hear canapes, I hear the word buffet about three times in just what you mentioned. So what is it about the dinner theater? I mean, it has seen a resurgence in recent years. What is it about sharing a meal and a live performance that makes it so memorable?
It's that social interaction. And so usually if you come to Globus Theatre, we have a dining room and a theatre that is completely separate. You would have dinner before the show and then you walk through to see the play in the theatre. With this particular murder mystery, it is more interactive dinner theatre. Mm. And yeah, you are. You're sitting on tables of eight. Sometimes people come as groups themselves. Other times it's people just getting to know each other. And we have such a cool mix of audience. We have a lot of local people that come, and then we have a lot of tourists that come from all over Ontario. And our locals are so excited that they've discovered Bob Cajun, that they've discovered Globus, and everybody just,
yeah.
I don't know, it's very, very sociable. It's really quite lovely.
Terrific, terrific. Well, it seems like the audience is a part of the fun here. Now, for a listener who has never been to Bob Cajun, never been at the Globus Theater, what would you like to tell him or her? You know, what is it about the Globus Theater that is different from a traditional theater experience, say, in a large city?
So I think it's an element of surprise. You will drive past our venue and look and go, oh, okay, that's a barn painted bright pink. And then you come inside and it is comfortable and it is welcoming, and we have a very well stocked bar. We have, I think, the biggest whiskey collection in the Coathers. So, you know, we have a nice cocktail before the show. We put a lot of pride into the food as well, because that does become, as you said, part of the experience, and we want everybody to be happy enjoying this performance that we have worked so hard to create. So that's what I would say about the theatre. And then as far as Bob Cajun goes, it's absolutely beautiful. We've got lots of little areas around us that are worth coming and exploring. Come and have a shop down the main street, have a Coatha Dairy ice cream where it all began. And yeah, it's great.
Terrific. For any audiences, any listeners looking for that mix of great Canadian theater, immersive entertainment, comedy, check it out. GlobusTheater.com. GlobusTheater.com. They're tapping into Soccer Fever. A nice original interactive dinner theater comedy mystery, Murder at the Match. That's between June 25th and June 27th. June 25th to June 27th, multiple times that you can catch this production. An original Canadian production. Tell me also, Sarah, what opportunities do you give to local artists and writers?
Well, it's quite funny you should say that, because actually the majority of our performers come from Toronto. That's where we hold our auditions. At the end of the day, when you're a professional actor, that's maybe where you gravitate towards to do your TV mm-hmm. and film. However, with our improvisers that are in this show, a lot of them have actually chosen to move to the area since starting to work at Globus. So luring all the fantastic performers from Toronto to our area.
Yeah. Well, anything else coming up this season that audiences should know about? Anything you're particularly excited about?
Well, just on that same topic of giving opportunities to Canadians, we have a world premiere of a show called Sore Losers, and that is by Bradley Austin. And a lot of your listeners might know Bradley from performing on stages around Ontario, but this is his first play that is being produced. So we're excited to be able to do that. He is going
a new
to
Canadian comedy
well.
About bowling.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, exactly. I see that.
And very sort of rural as well, because it is about a small town bowling alley that is having to survive against this new shiny one that has come in a town over. And so it's just very real and truthful, and obviously very hilarious as they try to fight their way out of that.
All right. Well, Sarah, it's been a joy getting a taste of all your enthusiasm for all these wonderful events coming up. The next one is Murder at the Match 2026 World Cup Edition. And you can find the full schedule, including that and other shows, at GlobusTheater.com, GlobusTheater.com. And of course, check it out. It's going to be quite something. International rivalries there. Great dose of audience participation. And of course, a murder that needs solving. Thank you, Sarah. All the best to you and your crew.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.